is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
Welcome to it, my friends. It is Monday, a soggy Monday. Across Michigan, much of it just part of a sloppy, wet spring. A sloppy, wet spring, no question about it. But it's going to get worse. Apparently, the polar vortex is coming back next weekend. I'm not kidding. The polar vortex coming back next weekend, potentially. And with that would mean cold temperatures. Temperatures possibly as cold as 20 degrees below zero. Or, I mean, below normal, not 20 degrees. 20 degrees below normal, excuse me. Get a little carried away with the polar vortex thing. Not 20 below zero. Just letting you know. An absolute force of nature, speaking of nature, has passed away. Jim Harrison, who wrote Legends of the Fall and 35 other books, died at his home in Arizona over the weekend. Harrison, who grew up in Grayling, wrote Legends of the Fall and A Good Day to Die and 35 other books, was a legendary Michigan author. And unfortunately, we lost him over the weekend, and he has been referred to as he's like a Hemingway, is what he was. He was like a Hemingway out there that was a throwback, if you will. Something that we hadn't seen around here in a very long time. In fact, I'll read one quick excerpt here. From just a book that I found fascinating. It was just an essay that he wrote, My Upper Peninsula. If you take out your Rand McNally, you'll note that the Upper Peninsula is a long piece of land, over 300 miles and thickish in places. It is about 30% of Michigan's landmass, but contains only 3% of its population. Growing up in northern Michigan, I was early on mystified by the Upper Peninsula, even before I traveled there. In the 1960s, I went up a number of times, and it did not cease to mystify me with its wildness. While camping, I would study maps to try to figure out where I was, other than within a cloud of mosquitoes and black flies, the irritating species that depend on clean water, of which there is a great deal in the UP. There is still little or no industry. Therefore, you could drink the water directly from Lake Superior. At least I always did on my long beach walks. There was a place near Grand Marais of nearly 60 miles of undisturbed beach. No people, no dwellings, just beach and water. Jim Harrison, a Michigan native and a legend himself, dies at the age of 78. Pretty incredible, I'd say, that the guy that wrote Legends of the Fall, starring Brad Pitt and Aidan Quinn and others, was a Michigan native, and I appreciate his writings. Shifting to more contemporary topics now. There's a story coming out, and I don't know if I, you know, what I... But we're going to share it with you, just coming across the wire. The question at the top. Did GOP presidential contender Ted Cruz pay Carly Fiorina's campaign to keep her quiet about an alleged affair? A Ted Cruz-affiliated super PAC, according to this article, Keep the Promise, donated $500,000 $500,000 to rival Carly Fiorina's presidential campaign in July of 2015. The Washington Post noted that the donation was unusual at the time. But Twitter and the National Enquirer claimed to have a key piece of context. They claimed that Cruz was having an affair with Carly Fiorina's staffer, Sarah Isgard Flores, who, by the way, has been on this program many times. So I don't know what veracity to give this story. She has appeared on this program many times. The National Enquirer claims that Ted Cruz cheated on his wife with five different women over the course of his campaign. While the Enquirer pixelated the photos, it ran with the story. Twitter sleuths posing in hashtag Cruz sex scandal have claimed to unravel a few of the mysteries. Sarah Isgard Flores, in the center of the supposed depixelated photos, worked for the Fiorina campaign during the 2016 election. As goes the theory, when Fiorina found out about the affair, Cruz silenced her with a $500,000 donation. Of course, we don't know the veracity of this. There's no proof at this point that the National Enquirer's details are accurate, that the photos have been accurately depixelated, or that Cruz PAC's donation had anything to do with any of it. This, of course, is speculation that turns the stakes of the alleged affairs from scandalous to criminal. Although they're rarely enforced, the law allows for criminal prosecution for official campaigns coordinating with their own PACs. So that would be, you know, very serious. This comes from Heavy.com, by the way. Online, Heavy.com. So you make of it as you will. I'm not giving it anything more than your ability to... evaluate what it is. Donald Trump, by the way, blamed by Ted Cruz for the entire sex scandal revelation. Donald Trump, for his part, says, excuse me, I had nothing to do with it. Nothing at all. He flat out, and very unlike Trump behavior, he came flat out, straight out and said, no, I had nothing to do with this. Meanwhile, a poll from Quinnipiac University shows that in head-to-head matchups now, Donald Trump would beat Ted Cruz and pound John Kasich like a drum. Well, yeah, he would beat Kasich, you know, by a mile and a half and Cruz by a mile in head-to-head races right now. That's from the Quinnipiac University National Poll, which means as Cruz gets weaker and Kasich gets weaker, the path to the nomination for Donald Trump becomes more clear each day. A lot to consider on this Monday, huh? It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.